We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for popping on, man.
Man, how are y'all doing?
We're doing well. More important, how's James Wiseman doing?
You know, from doing the diary with him, and this is the, fourth or fifth installment, he seems to be taking everything really in stride for somebody that has so much pressure on him. I think Steve Kerr, it was hilarious yesterday saying that the media, okay, let me give you a daily report card on James, you know. But he's certainly perhaps the most scrutinized Warriors rookie since Chris Webber, perhaps, you know?
Yeah.
Steph Curry didn't have these expectations coming in. And so much has been put on this kid. But I think the thing that we have to remember is there was no training camp for him. There was no summer league for him. You know, he's made some teenage mistakes, and that's to be expected. So I'm not giving up on him. I think his future is bright, as you saw in the first half yesterday. And while you would think he'd be crumbling based on the pressure, I think based on what he went through in Memphis, like, this is a piece of cake.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he seems to be really taking everything in a very mature stride.
Spears, I was trying to claim you to my guys. I was like, that's my boy. That's my friend. We talk. But I got to ask you this and why I like talking to you. Seriously, man, is you don't always agree with me, but you let me voice my opinion and you don't get mad. And what I want to ask you about, Spears, is when Wiseman came out and said he talks to Durant or Kyrie every day, I'm not saying I'm saying it. If somebody from a Warrior angle said, you know what, we don't know if that's a good thing, what do you say to that when you heard that, which you probably already knew, that he chops it up with KD every day?
Man, that's what these guys do, man. We're old school, man. You know, we think that they're supposed to hate each other and you know, never have dinner. Draymond talks to LeBron on a regular basis. Steph talks to a lot of people on a regular basis. So, I mean, we expect them to have rivalries when, you know, he's only 19. So for him, you know, Kevin Durant is somebody he's probably idolized. But Kevin Durant came into the league when he was 5. you know what I mean? So
right.
He probably looks at Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in a different nature than we do. That was somebody he, you know, for him, like, it's like Magic Johnson to me, right? Or Larry Bird to me. So, I don't know, man. I think, sadly, we're going to just have to give up our old school mentality, man, because they're not trying to hear how we think it should be rough and tumble.
Yeah, and I'm hoping you and I can swap jerseys after this segment, Mark, because we're from the new school. And I was telling these guys that you and I are actually closer than you and Guru or you and Steiny. We share a love for the beautiful gang and, Aubameyang and the other great gunners trying so hard in the Europa League, Mark.
They had no idea what you're talking about, but go ahead.
No, and PSG up 2-1 in the snow in Munich right now and in an interesting Champions League quarterfinal. Yes, Steiny, just sit back and be educated, if you will. This Warrior team, Mark, in the upside, I've been telling these guys they're better off in the lottery than in some cockamamie play-in scenario. What do you think?
I disagree with you. The main reason is for the person I just talked about. Like, James Wiseman has missed so much. He's missing summer league, missing training camp, that if you could get him some playoff experience, I think it's going to end up being quite valuable for him the next season when you do have Clay back, when you are expected to make the playoffs. You know, and I'm not so much worried about the pick that they're going to get from themselves. I'm also worried about the pick that they could get from Minnesota. There are five really, really great players, I think, in this draft. And if they could somehow get that fourth or fifth pick from Minnesota, that could be another godsend for this team, for the future, to help bridge the gap between the Steph Curry regime and the James Wiseman regime. I mean, I can only imagine if they got Jalen Green or Suggs on their team. So that pick that in the mid-15s or whatever, if it's going to be in a lottery, it's going to be a late lottery. So I'd rather see Wiseman get some playoff time rather than him sit and we wish on a star for the Warriors ping pong balls in the draft lottery.
Mark Spears joining us from the Undefeated. He does a diary periodically with James Wiseman. Hey, Mark, I know that you really liked Wiseman before the draft. Let me ask you this. Now that you've seen him for half a year, I'm sure you haven't wavered hugely on it, but if I'd say what's one thing that worries you about Wiseman, or what would you be most concerned about with Wiseman, even though I know you do like him?
Worrying about what everybody else thinks. And I don't think that he's doing that, but you know, I really believe that it takes big men longer to get ingrained. And while I think he isn't worried about his critics, he's putting on a great face, but what he does when he's away from the arena, what he says, what he looks at, because if you look at his signing, he's not a social media dude. He has a very minimal presence on Twitter and Instagram. So it's like it gives us nothing when we do these diaries once a month. When we look at his social media, there's nothing there to, right. to use other than advertising. So I don't think he's that typical kid that's scouring, searching his name, seeing what some people are saying about him. So I think if he, like, all three of those first three picks are going to be great players, and that's okay. You know what I mean? And I don't know that one is the better selection than the other. I think for the Warriors, this was a great choice. And I typically judge a player in his third season, so I think there's a lot of great to come. So to me, the only thing to worry about is him succumbing to everybody expecting him to live up to the expectations today, which I think is unfair.
Spears, the last time the Warriors were on top or when this thing all got started, everybody was wearing beautiful yellow and blue shirts, strength and numbers, and right now that's not the case. And I was telling the guys when Clay came out and said what he said, like, you know, it's going to be a slow grind. I'm looking at the bench. How concerned are you about the Warriors' bench and how quick it can be fixed, Spears?
I don't think it could be fixed. I think it is what it is. And, you know, typically the Warriors have lived on the buyout market and picked up a guy here and there, but they're not the you know, the attractive team this year. So they're not getting these guys. I don't know that there's a quick fix free agent to help. Maybe they could help a little bit, you know, in terms of somebody giving them some offense. Or, like, I like Dwayne Dedman. I thought he, you know, but he's gone now. There are people that could do some, you know, put some Band-Aids here or there. But, man, the bench is what it is. Smiley-ish, I don't know what the mentality is with him. Has he even played?
I'm like, sorry, who?
Two games. Exactly. Like, I to me, it's become a waste of roster spot unless, you know, they see something behind the scenes that we don't see. They're wasting a roster spot on him. That could be another big guy that could be in the game for him. So, but yeah, I think this is Steph Curry and the miracles, fellas.
Like, hey, no,
they're wow. going to be right as far there. As Steph takes them.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much. Mark Spears, the Undefeated. Check out his diary with James Wiseman. It's really good stuff. And thanks for the perspective, Mark. As always, appreciate it, man.
Always, brother. Take care.
All right. Mark Spears, the Undefeated. That's probably pretty cool. Doing a diary with James Wiseman. Who would you like to do a diary, other than Meep Goo? Who would you like to do a diary with?
That's pretty damn good. Steph Curry.
Oh, okay. Hey, let's
Wow.
Dibs, you want to weigh in here before I go
Dear
to the
diary,
cash contest?
Spent time with the kids today and read the canyon and, you know, did my share of the chores and, you know, boy. I mean,
Snoop Dogg? I mean,
James Harden is the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
James, what'd you do this week, James? Now go ahead and play the music, Spadoni. Yeah, this is your James Harden diary music. Read that, guru.
Yeah, that's
it's time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word AIRPLANE to 72881. That's AIRPLANE to 72881. Brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware, Patio Garden, and more at osh.com. This is a multi-state contest, and message and data rates apply. I buried the lead a little bit.
Yep.
This is a special day today. I didn't even realize it. Well, I realized it. No, actually, I realized it before the show, and I was like, wow, this is a special day today.
What?
But now, then I forgot it during the show because I was so absorbed. And now I just remembered today's a special day, and I'll tell you about it on the other side because it's really interesting on 95.7 The Game.
It's called a tease, people. Time for the Exergen temperature check. It's 61 degrees and mostly sunny in San Francisco.
Yeah, there are a lot of options on that front, right? We're talking about Jordan Spieth perhaps going back-to-back, winning the Valero Texas Open, and then, of course, perhaps the Masters this week. Rory McIlroy going for the career Grand Slam, and Brooks Koepka, of course, coming back from knee surgery. But everybody is talking about the man who has yet to tame the beast here at Augusta National, and his name is Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, he is the ultimate golf content guy, especially with no Tiger Woods out there. Bryson is moving the needle, and he has yet to perform at Augusta National. No top 20 so far in his career, but I think that's going to change this week. I think he has a very real shot to actually put on the green jacket this weekend.
He's talked about treating it like a par 67, almost like an executive course. Is there any sense that he's going to try to overpower it to the degree that he's talked about? And do you think he can be successful? Because ultimately, Cam, we know it's about the flat stick at Augusta.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think Bryson gave Augusta National a little too much bulletin board material back in November when he was saying stuff like that, par 67, par 68, and guess what? Augusta ate his lunch. So I think he needs to change his approach a little bit this week. He has a different driver in the bag. He perhaps will be a little more tactical with his approach here this go-around as compared to November. He played pretty well at the Players' Championship, finishing inside the top five. That's a tactical type of golf course there at TPC Sawgrass. Of course, he won the Arnold Palmer Invitational not too long ago as well, and he dominated the U.S. Open back in the fall. So there are reasons to believe that Bryson will play well this week. He is a low-key good putter, too. Here's the only wonky thing about the Masters. You don't get any greens books. And for Bryson, that matters a lot because he likes to crunch the numbers and look at things before he experiences them and diagnose things. And obviously, he's going to have to go more off of feel and experience rather than actually reading a book with the undulations. So that's definitely a little portion of Bryson's game that's going to be missing.
Cam, I've been begging my guys to give me a dark horse. Is there a name out there that nobody's talking about that intrigues you that maybe we should be watching?
Yeah, I love this guy so much. Patrick Cantlay. He's a quiet guy, calm, cool, collected, typically doesn't steal the storylines or the headlines. But I'll tell you what, the big trend going into the Masters is who is playing well tee to green within the last 90 days? And number one on that list is Patrick Cantlay. His iron game is absolutely pristine. These are going to be really firm and fast greens, so you're going to have to hit it close to the flagstick or have a really good short game. Cantlay can do both. So I'm excited to see what he does this week. Again, iron game is critical, and he's number one in this field within the last 90 days.
Other long shots, and I can't help but channel 25 years ago where we all watched, actually more than that, 35 years ago, Cam, as I suddenly am aghast at my own age. Jack Nicklaus, as an older gentleman winning the green jacket, can Lee Westwood, a guy playing great right now, channel his inner golden bear and make a run?
Yeah, I honestly do think he has a shot to make a run at things here. I mean, he was right there in the hunt at the Players' Championship, couple of runners-up last month, played pretty well pretty recently as well. So I like where he's headed. The iron game is there. He's turning back the clock like it's 2010, 2011. Remember, he was right there with Phil in 2010. And really, this is a guy who has contended at every single major. So the stage is not too big for him, no matter where he plays. So I really do like his chances to perhaps show a little flashiness on Sunday afternoon on that first page of the leaderboard. He's actually inside my top 10 in terms of the power rankings this week. I like him that much.
Hey, Cam, before I let you go, you don't know my golf taste, but I tend to like golfers with a lot of integrity. How's my guy Patrick Reed going to do this weekend, you think?
Well, Mr. Patrick Reed, yes, quite a polarizing figure. You know, he's a guy who's flying under the radar, too, because he doesn't have a great iron game, and he's really not long off the tee. The great thing about Patrick Reed in terms of his game is he's really good with his wedges and a fantastic putter. It'll be interesting to see how he performs this week with not getting a lot of talk here, although we're giving him some right now. But to your pleasure to hear, I don't see him contending this week. I don't think it sets up well for him.
All right. Well, Cam, thanks so much for joining us. A lot of fun, and look forward to doing it again.
Hey, guys. Appreciate it as always. Enjoy the week.
All right. Cam Rogers. Cam Rogers dibs. There you go.
Enjoy the week. And you know what, Steiny? Spadoni, if you would, please. I'm starting to get a little bit misty-eyed because we are so close to the most special non-competitive moment in all of sports, and it happens at the Masters. It's the ceremonial first tee shot, Steiny. Traditionally, it's been Jack Nicklaus, and he's been joined by Gary Player, and he used to be joined by Arnold Palmer, who left us a few years ago, and now the first tee ceremony before dawn. Goo, they bring out the veterans, Jack, Gary Player, and I believe Lee Elder, if I'm not mistaken, will join them this year, and hit a ceremonial tee shot before the actual tournament starts. It's one of the more, it's a ceremonial thing. It's pre-dawn. It's very cool. And it really gets the proceedings underway at the Masters.
Has anybody keeled over after that first swing dibs?
These
guys are getting up there, right?
Yeah, it's still Gary Player still at God, he's got to be 80. He might be 85. He hits it further than you do.
Well, and he's also
you hit it way further time, than I do.
He's four times in better shape than me, that guy. He's like Jack LaLanne. He's unbelievable.
That's Jack LaLanne.
You he like that
swole. Kid? Yeah, he was swole.
All right, anything else you want to quick throw in there golf-wise before we get to the lock of the day?
No, it's time for us to get paid. Gary Player, by the way, is 85. So.
Wow.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Lock the lady tumor.
That is whack.
He is permafrost.
Yeah, I'm not a player. I just golf a lot. It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day. And it's brought to you by BetQL. Before you place your next bet, you've got to check out BetQL. Here's how it works. BetQL runs thousands of simulations and ranks them all on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. Now, those 5-star bets are going to be your most profitable opportunities. So let BetQL help you cash in throughout the sporting season. We are back on track. Be a better bettor and beat the books with BetQL.com. Last night, Goo picked against the Memphis Grizzlies for the third time. He took the Heat minus 4.5 points. Did that work out for him?
Missed it short, and the rebound, Dylan Brooks. Grizzlies looking to counterattack up three. Dillon to the rim and in. Oh, God, my. Dillon Brooks putting on a show here in the third.
Yikes.
Yeah, Matt like Steinmetz with the guest appearance there on Bally Sports Southeast. Dillon Brooks with a monster third quarter where he had 23 of his 28 points in Memphis, pulled away from Miami for a 124-112 win. Guru now 18-14-2 on the year after four consecutive losses. Goo, you're 0-3 when picking against Memphis this year. Might I suggest picking the Grizz?
You know what? I'm going to leave them alone. And, guys, my head's up. I've been here before. I've lost four in a row, and I bounced back like a good tetherball. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm struggling right now. I can't get a winner. But
Mr. Permafrost.
Tonight will be the night, DJ Quick, that your boy bounces back. And, fellas, the pick is in. I got to tell you, there's a primetime game between two heavyweights in the West, and I'm in the Sunshine. I'm in Phoenix, and I just think the Suns are going to dismantle Utah. I'm hoping and praying. So take the Suns. The play is +2 on ESPN. I got the Suns to break me out my slump.
That's a big ball game.
It is a big ball game. Why am I going against Utah? I couldn't find nothing else I didn't like, so I like Phoenix.
Man, # fade the goo. I mean, if you go back
you
a few weeks.
You guys get so happy. I mean, not to cut you off this, but when I lose, you guys get more happier. There's more smiles and teeth when I lose.
Goo, it's a thing called schadenfreude. And after the show, Trent Baalke will help you to get full clarity on exactly what that is. You got to Google it. But it's actually deriving pleasure from other people's pain. And I know Steiny knows full well what I'm talking about. Not mm-hmm. that he... apparently he is someone who practices in the art of schadenfreude, but I definitely do delight in other people's, not real pain, but this sort of pain.
Let's go, Phoenix.
What's the one where, I think, what's the one where you enjoy giving yourself pain?
Oh,
there's
that
masochism.
Would be masochism, I think.
It's not masochism. No, it's something else. I think masochism is taking pleasure in somebody else's pain. It's, I can't think of the word.
That's called a hater. That's a hater.
Self-immolation?
From one's own pain. Yeah, no, masochism's right.
Masochism? Yeah. Oh, I know. Sadism. Sadism is when you take pleasure from somebody else's.
That's when you inflict it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not to be confused with catechism, which I used to go to.
Yeah, you may need to go back to ism school, Steiny.
I didn't really.
You're off on your isms.
Yeah. The original Spider-Man was only a Spider-Man.
That, by the way, will never get old, Spidoni.
Oh, no, I mean, you know, Stoddy, that's great, man. The original Spider-Man.
Especially because I meant it to be great, yeah.
Well, I'd like, you're trying to spin it after the fact, which is even cuter. I'd like to put that up against Guru's, they called him Larry Bird because he looked like a bird.
I don't know what happened that day. You know, they call Bird why? Because he looked like a bird?
I'd like to put those two head-to-head on which one is more of an incredible piece of audio at 888-957-9570.
Hey, special day today. Special day.
Pay it off.
Yeah. Today's National Beer Day. I'm surprised Kyle didn't remind me of that. Kyle, a big IPA guy. National Beer Day, Goo. Goo, where does beer rank on your list of favorite beverages?
I'll go top five. It's fifth. I mean, it just gets me bloated. Oh. I don't know. And it ain't – I like quick, you know, get to the point. Feel, hey, you know, I like vodka or Henny or something like that. But beer is kind of – now I've had a beer when I'm hooking up with you guys after work, which looks like it could be sooner than later. But beer,
yeah, we'll see.
Top, I could live without it. How about that, Steiny?
All right. Dibs? We know. Why don't you tell the listener where you are with beer right now? Because it's a very complex relationship.
Beer.
No, it's over. It's over. Yeah. Oh, I used to be Homer Simpson, but now it's, beer is.
It's a wrap?
It's like Saran, Goo. I'm drinking Saran Light right now. It's a wrap. Because of what you talked about, the bloat, the weight, the carbohydrates. I stopped drinking beer and I lost 25 pounds. And it's really that simple. I mean, I walked a little bit more and, you know, I eat a little bit less. But bottom line, I'm not putting away the IPAs that are 300 calories and, you know, 15 grams. of sugar. It's basically a candy bar. Every 16-ounce IPA is like Snickers, followed by a Milky Way. And, oh, God, a Baby Ruth right now. Not even to mention the crispity, crunchity Twix or a Butterfinger or get me into a Three Musketeers. I mean, that's my night at the bar right there. Six candy bars and a ride home from a friend. So, you know, I'm off the beer train. What I take offense at, Steiny, is that every day now has to be, oh, National Middle Rough. Child Day and National Second Sibling Day and National Adopted Cat Day. We got us. I mean, whatever happened to holidays being special? You know, it's Flag Day. Awesome.
Yeah,
Memorial Day. Veterans Day. Now it's National Rainbow Sprinkles on Your Donut Day. Yeah. Hit the pike.
Yeah. Who's Dibs, putting that calendar together, too?
If I threw a list of holidays at you, you couldn't give me the date.
Try me.
Veterans
Try
Day.
Try me. Veterans Day is November 12th. Next.
Spadoni, is that right?
Oh, I didn't know.
What's Flag Day?
You got to Google it.
Flag Day is August 1st. It's my brother's birthday. Next.
This is fantastic. Hey, real quick, while we're paused here.
You
want to hit me with
breaking 49ers news.
Tell it, Kyle. This is serious.
Yeah, we have some huge 49ers news. They have signed a quarterback, veteran Nate Sudfeld, to a one-year deal. Does this take them out of the running for a quarterback at number three? Dibs, your thoughts.
Wow.
Absolutely. Suds, if you can get Suds. Sudsy.
Not Suds.
If his nickname is not Sudsy or Soapy at the very least, I mean, then someone's doing it wrong.
I'm irate,
Sudsy Goo, you know, backup
irate.
Quarterback controversy.
What does this do to my guy, Oakland's own Josh Johnson? I hope.
Gone.
Hey. Oh, he better not be.
Oh, that's harsh.
We love you, Josh.
I think they misheard. People wanted Justin Fields, not Sudfield. This is just a mistake by the organization.
Bounce back.
You can go ahead and walk that off, Kyle. That's one joke in a row.
That's good.
It's nice.
That's pretty good.
Borderline streak.
Yeah, no, it's all right, Dibs. How about
Veterans Day is November 11th, not 12th, by the way.
It depends on what hemisphere you're in, Spadoni. And it would have been a lot cooler if he corrected me in the G-chat and not on the air. I was on a roll.
You know what? I'll
ask me about Valentine's Day, Steiny.
No.
Or I'm Christmas.
How about this one? What day is
the 4th
Columbus,
of July?
Columbus Day. Columbus
we don't,
Day.
That's no longer a
All
holiday.
All right, fine. Native American Day.
I would much rather celebrate. No, no.
Everybody was here before
Indigenous
Columbus
Indigenous Peoples
Day. Indigenous
Let's get it right, please.
First of all, if you're going to honor Indigenous Peoples Day, it gets its own day. You don't supplant the disgrace that is Christopher Columbus Day, and you just slot it in there. That, to me, is more disingenuous than, let's just slap it right over the top. Come on.
Okay, what's Indigenous Peoples Day? Unfortunately, it is still the same day.
Yes, that's October 12th. I had it backwards. November 11th for veterans, October 12th for IPD.
It's actually October 11th also. Columbus, Indigenous Peoples
Again,
Veterans
Again, it depends
day.
On what hemisphere you're in. So
How about
I'll,
George
I'll
Washington's birthday?
Uh-oh,
we used to celebrate that.
No longer celebrate that. No. Turns out the cherry tree was not his only incident.
Wow.
Hey, Dibs.
Those are facts.
Nate Sudfeld. Okay. All right. Well, looks like we got ourselves a controversy brewing.
Christmas,
in the Bay.
December 25th. Next.
Hey, Dibs, did you – I'm just putting you on the
Christmas
spot here
Eve?
A little bit.
Happy New Year.
Day before.
But, Kwanzaa,
Boxing Day.
Kwanzaa, December 26th. Same as Boxing Day.
Dibs, you want to tell that story?
I get hot and he changes the subject.
Of course I'm
Day?
Changing the subject.
That's what this
Come on.
Is. I start getting hot and he changes the subject.
I'm just trying to preempt back to Wiggins.
Go ahead.
That's all. You want to tell that story, Dibs? About the phone
Which
call?
One?
Phone
back
call
to
we
Wiseman.
Had when you were gone last week? I thought
Which
you said we'll save that for the air, remember? My misunderstanding.
Oh, when I told you that we were breaking up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. He was going out for a post-show round of golf, and I was away on some personal business, and I wanted to reach out to my buddy. And so I'm talking to Steiny back and forth, and all of a sudden I couldn't understand him anymore because he was out at Redwood Canyon,
in,
outside of Castro Valley on Redwood Road, and the signal there is pretty sparse. And so I said, Steiny, I can't hear you. You're breaking up. And the call dropped, and he thought I said that he and I were breaking up, like I'm not going to be his friend anymore. And so for 24 hours, Steiny was worried that we weren't friends anymore because I told him that we're breaking up. But in fact, I was telling him that the phone call was breaking up.
Did you get a text from him asking what?
The next day, he texted me something like, hey, you good? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. We're good. Yeah. Everybody, what
Steiny,
do you mean?
What
good?
You had to be feeling down and out thinking you lost a friend.
I shot a 97, Goo. I was shattered.
Oh, I would have called him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up? Steiny, how did you sleep that night? I would have called him.
I know I did call him later that night, and I'm like, Dibs, what's up? And he goes, hey, what's up? I'm like, dude, what's up? He's like, nothing. What's going on, man? I'm like, dude, what happened? He's like, when? Anyway, all right, back to the Warriors.
Why aren't you my friend is what you were saying. Like, why are you breaking up?
Yeah. He was breaking up because, you know, shout out Castro Valley, you're one tower away from being one tower away out there by the course.
That's not bad. Hey, the one thing I do want to get into in about 10 minutes is I take back everything I said about Shaquille O'Neal. Dead serious. I want to share what he said last night on TV because it was really, really, really sweet. In the meantime, we'll talk more Warriors. Goo, I'm gonna kind of come full circle here and
Spears agreed with everything Dibs and I said. I'm sorry, I had to throw that out there. He wasn't agreeing with you a little bit, like the playoffs and what it would mean.
Did you not? So you didn't even listen to Mark, did you?
Or
you didn't listen
interview.
To me. Goo, you and I were on the same side. I mean, maybe you're used to me being against you, but I was backing you up.
Damn, yeah.
He put Dibs in his
place. I'm hugging you through the Zoom, Steiny.
Yeah, right. Clean up on aisle Goo for this one, I'm afraid. Yeah,
I'm thinking about
he came
my
down
bad.
My road.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Suns game. My bad.
I'm different.
Well, the bottom line is, do you want to see the Golden State Warriors make the playoffs or not? Or would you like to see them in the lottery? I just don't like – I don't like the idea of – it's not tanking, but I think you got to have a goal. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew's in Fairfield. What's up, Matthew?
Gone.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you – and I don't like to chastise the listeners unless I feel like it, but
– you're having a Wiggins-like performance when it comes to going to the phones today.
I am about
– 1 for 8.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe like 5 for 10, 5 for 11.
Yeah, Steiny likes to throw to the phones, and sometimes the colors aren't there. But you know what? Come 154 and the hard out, yeah, baby. That out sure is hard. And when the out's hard and I turn that off switch, I'm able to dip into my afternoon, shoot a couple jumpers, throw the conch for my beloved Rosie, clean up maybe some cleanup on the artificial turf because Rosie's got to go, and when Rosie's got to go, someone's got to pick it up. It's K-Stein.
Okay. And just real quick for the listeners, and thanks, Dibs, for that. We are the only we take more calls than any other show. We have the best relationship with listeners on 95.7 The Game. We're the only show that's had get-togethers and parties.
10-2.
We're the only show that's picked up the dime at the old ship for our listeners. But give me a break, guys. I can't get to you 3 seconds. I mean, you know, being on hold for like 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, work with me here. It's not the end of the world. You know, I mean, guys like Antonio getting a little spoiled here. It's not a hotline. You know, it's not a hotline. It's just you just get on. Anyway, can we do the Shaq thing now? And we'll do we have that sound, Joe? So check this out. This is yesterday. Something came out on the internet where Shaq essentially bought a ring for a dude who was at a jewelry store picking out an engagement ring. But let's listen to Shaq.
And this is something that I do every day. The other day, me and my mom went furniture shopping, and this lady she had a autistic daughter, and you know she was also looking to pay for some furniture. And I just I just took care of it. So I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed. Like, I didn't mean for that to get out, because I don't do it for that, but like, the guy just came in, and, you know, he's a young kid. He's a hardworking guy. He's like, hey, man, I can come back next month and the next, like, layaway. Like, he's, you know, he put some money down, but I was like, you know what? Tell your girlfriend I got to take care of it. At first, he didn't want to take it. He said, no, I can't do that. I said, don't worry about it. I do it all the time. So I'm just trying to make people smile. That's all.
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead, Scotty.
That's pretty impressive. And hey, listen, I get it. He's a gazillionaire, but that doesn't have anything to do with, I try to leave my house every day and do a good deed. That has nothing to do with money. Of course, buying the ring, yeah, that's money. But good deed, you can do that for free. I like that. That was cool.
Dibs, that hit me in the cardiac muscle, and I saw the video. And the best thing about it is, I don't care how much chicken you have. It's what's inside, and the fact that he overheard the conversation where the guy needed layaway or whatnot. Man, if I had that much chicken, accidents, good things happen to good people. And what I'm saying is, I've been down on Shaq, and he's mailing it in a little bit on the TNT set sometimes, Steiny or whatever. But the dude, I mean, he's infectious. You don't got Shaq foo and Shaq this and Shaq that and all these endorsements if you ain't really real and whole. Shaq's a good cat, man. And that one last night, I was like, oh, this ain't going to move me. But it did.
Yeah.
He paid for the dude's ring. Yeah, the dude,
it's real. And think if the ring is, you know, $5,000, that's like, you know, considering what Shaq's net worth is. And don't Google it, because up in 30 seconds, I'm going to quiz you both on what his net worth is. Currently is, but it's as if, you know, sometimes people ask you for money out in the streets, and you know, you can give a dollar and you could make someone's day or maybe help somebody out who might be down in their luck, and you don't always do it. And
right,
even though, you know, you don't have to do it, and when you do it, it feels good. And I'm not trivializing this to say, oh, Shaq gave a guy a dollar, but based on Shaq's net worth, you know, it's not the money, Steiny, to your point. It's about the gesture, which is a beautiful gesture. So
that, yeah, exactly.
That being said, Steiny, what do you think Shaq's net worth is? And then Guru, you can go either over or under Steiny's guess.
All right.
Spadoni, if you wouldn't mind dressing this up with a little something.
Do you know what it is right now, Dibs?
Of course I know, Steiny. I wouldn't ask you in trivia format if I didn't know. Do you know that?
I'll say
half. Do you know that, Steiny?
I'll say half a billion dollars. $500 million is what he's worth.
Daryl the Guru Johnson joins us. Hello, Daryl.
Here I go. I'm going 825 million.
Can you wait for the buildup? You freaking amateurs. I've been doing this 25 years. I queued up music. I went to Steiny. I told you, Guru, over under. Let me build it up, fellas. You always complain that we limp to the finish line. I'm trying to help us milk this cow. Again, 3, 2, 1. Daryl the Guru Johnson joins us. Hey, Daryl, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear it. Our expert, Matt Steinmetz, has set the over-under at $500 million. Do you think Shaq's net worth is greater than or less than $500 million, Daryl?
Greater than.
825 million. Well, Daryl, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. His net worth, $400 million. Dollars. Give the point to the champion and the winner, and still champion, Matthew. Come on, Steiner. Steinmetz.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you both for playing along.
Yeah, the last thing on Shaq. If you watch that video, he didn't have any interest in being taped. Because after he did it, if you notice, what am I missing?
You're missing me face-palming over the amateurish nature with which that played out.
But the face-plant
was a freestyle.
Guru.
Dibs.
Yeah. What are we doing? Why is he doing this?
Because you questioned off the top whether or not I had the correct answer, and then he jumped the cue in the game show motif. So it's all right, Nick. Up in 7 years, we get it right. But until then, back to
when
Shaq.
When I got something to get off my chest,
you and me, Gooey's taking shots at.
Get it off.
Right. Dibs, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Nice job, Spadone.
Come on, Mr. Dibs.
Don't let him take your thunder.
You want to say something? Go ahead.
I said after you say what you got to say about Shaq. I finish. Finish.
Just
him.
He did not mean for that to be taped. Somebody in the store clearly taped it, and right after he got done with the transaction of saying "Don't worry about it," he left. Like he didn't stick around. So I guarantee you, he does something like that all the time. There you go.
Man, that moved me. Well, let me tell you what moved me last night. I almost had Whitey Gleason on my phone. I dialed and hung up. Your boy's locked into A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers on Jeopardy, and Dibs, I want to say you and Bonte aren't my idols anymore. You're not the champ, because the only issue we have with Jeopardy is we guess the question. In Jeopardy, you get penalized if you buzz in before the question is read to the end. So I just want you guys to know I'm feeling better about myself in Jeopardy, because we're not, and I love you, Whitey, we're not playing the right way, Dibs. Huh. You can't guess the question. You got to wait till it's done, and then you buzz in. And they lock you up if you try to buzz in early. All we do is guess the question.
Interesting.
That ain't Jeopardy.
Well, if you would listen back to the tape of the last few Jeopardies, you would find that, in fact, the entire answer has been read. And I don't believe Steiner or myself, for the most part, has buzzed in prior to the conclusion of the reading of the answer. I've always been of the mind that we should play the quote right way, but once this game came to middays and you guys turned it into just an absolute
we would guess
a grab bag. Yeah. I prefer to play the gentleman's way. Like in the old school, where if you'd have a beef with somebody, you'd challenge them to a duel, you would take off your white velvet glove, slap them across the face one time, and it'd be pistols at dawn, like gentlemen.
Stoddy, I'm down. That's what I've been yearning for.
Okay, because
that
do
way
that.
You don't got the, oh, my mic is stuck. You can't hear me. I got a delay. Let's hear the question.
Okay,
I'll give you five crides for doing your guru impersonation there.
We'll start that tomorrow. We'll start that tomorrow. Hey, you know, there was one thing I got two or three things here that to me were important. We were talking about the KD and Wiseman, KD talking to Wiseman, and oh my gosh.
Thank you.
When I was
These
Wiseman.
These are items from the notebook.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Oh, yeah.
Can they please be? We've worked so hard at this. I mean.
All right. Okay. I'll play along.
Yeah, all right.
I've tried so hard to script bits just for you, my dear, including this one. Spadone, can I just get the open? I mean, we've come
now it's time to empty Steiny's notebook.
Well, that's what we do. We fight.
That's a foul.
You can't do that.
It's not
Guru. Yeah. Quit crying.
You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass.
Those are facts.
Which you are, 99% of the time.
Am I an idiot?
Yep.
Yes.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard.
You guys like dime time to the deuce?
I plead the fifth.
Yikes.
My bad.
We're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you.
I love you.
Steiny and Dibs, you guys are two of the smartest guys I know.
Nice. My man.
Here's what we missed throughout the show.
Oh my gosh. I thought this was scrapped. Last I heard about the notebook, it was like, shorten that thing. Okay. KD and Wiseman. We're talking about KD and Wiseman. Oh my gosh. Look, they're friends. You know what I forgot? Guess what I'm watching again? I'm watching The Last Dance again. Believe it or not, because okay. Susan's watching it. Susan's watching it because there's a lot of lessons in chemistry and leadership and all that. I forgot. Jordan played golf with Danny Ainge. He played golf with Danny Ainge.
Doesn't mean he talks to him every day. He don't talk to him every day.
That's even worse. I think playing golf with a guy in the middle of a playoff series is almost worse. Come on, MJ. Come on.
S-O-F-T soft.
Wow. No, I'm just saying. No, we can't be hypocritical is what I'm saying. We can't be ripping Wiseman and KD, but, oh, the old school. We're old school. We never did it. Jordan used to do that.
Yeah. Well, Steiny, real quick. One guy is a veteran. The other's young. and the other guy, the veteran, left your team with some drama. So you don't just you hope he doesn't mold or put things in the young kid's head.
I love it, Steiny. I'm glad you pointed that out. But nowadays, if Jordan were to go out and play golf with Danny Ainge before Game 5 of an all-important Eastern Conference Finals, the internet would implode. Twitter would melt down. It'd be fail whales everywhere all over again.
Goo, I'm just telling you, when we were in the MAC playoffs back in 86, you think I talked to Bob Erdinger of Dickinson?
No chance.
Right. I didn't say a word to any of the Red Devils from Dickinson.
How'd that play out?
I hit a buzzer beater. How about that?
That's
from about
crazy.
28 feet. Now, the game was tied, so there wasn't, that's an easier buzzer beater.
And the buzzer used to be a cowbell that an old guy used to ring courtside. They actually didn't have a buzzer. Well played, Spadone.
How much, Spadone? Real quick, how much, Spadone?
The hardest part out of his career.
Oh, my God.
What else in that notebook of yours, Steiny?
Here's the last thing. And I'm not going to be here next week.
Yes.
I'm not going to be here.
I just found out.
Clearly, I mean, the listeners are going to want to keep up with what I'm doing, and they're going to want to know what I'm up to and how I'm doing on my vacation. So I was thinking maybe the three of us could work something out where, the listeners who won't be getting me on the air will at least be able to know what I'm up to and kind of keep tabs on me because, they like me best.
That's a great idea.
So text Kyle what you're doing and what you want him to know.
I was thinking the nice segment at about 2:03 with DRK might be a good time to update the spillover audience.
I'm just thinking about the vacation scoreboard. I'm in last. I'm in last. I need to get away.
All right. Here's who DRK have in addition to maybe me at 2:03. They have Professor. Oh, we've got Professor Bruce in the house. Professor Damon Bruce is giving out grades. We'll find out if he's a softie, or we'll find out if he's pretty tough grader. I'll see you later, everybody. Thanks for listening.